Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The United States and European leaders have demanded the release of the Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny, who's been detained in Moscow. In a dramatic return to the country where he was poisoned with a nerve agent last year, Mr. Navalny was almost immediately arrested for breaching parole conditions. The U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the Russian authorities were trying to silence critics. The Kremlin denies any role in poisoning Mr. Navalny. He's being held in a police station in the Russian capital. His legal team say officers will not allow anyone to see him until the morning. 2,000 supporters had gathered to greet Mr. Navalny at one airport before they were ushered away and his plane diverted. Sarah Brainsford is in Moscow.
Hundreds of people answered Alexei Navalny's call to meet him off his flight from Berlin. So did busloads of Russian riot police. 5 months after he was poisoned with a Novichok nerve agent, the opposition activist knew he was heading to Moscow to be arrested, and he wanted his supporters out in force. But police were soon pushing them out of the terminal, detaining dozens as they went. Alexei Navalny's flight was then abruptly diverted to another airport.
Mr. Navalny told reporters he had nothing to fear before he was led away by security staff. Brazil's health regulators have approved the emergency use of coronavirus vaccines from Oxford AstraZeneca and China's Sinovac. Here's Katie Watson.
This comes as a relief to many Brazilians who've been waiting anxiously for news about when vaccinations would start. The pandemic has become deeply political in Brazil. From the very beginning, São Paulo's governor, João Doria, who's expected to run in presidential elections next year, has backed CoronaVac. Meanwhile, President Jair Bolsonaro has refused to be proactive in coming up with a clear inoculation plan and continues to sow unfounded doubts about vaccines.
There have been more clashes between protesters and police in the Tunisian capital, Tunis, and several other cities around the country. Rana Jawad is there.
The youth protests started on Friday evening here. One day into the national four-day lockdown to combat the spread of COVID-19, and also on the heels of the 10th anniversary marking the overthrow of Tunisia's former autocratic ruler. What we saw on social media was pictures and videos showing dramatic scenes of confrontations between youth groups and the police, young people getting chased down alleyways, tear gas being used, an attempt to set a police station on fire, and quite a few roadblocks set up with burning tires.
This is the World News from the BBC.